This is Akashvani, Itanagar. The news read by Narang Koyang. The simultaneous elections for the Lok Sabha and Assembly elections in Arunachal Pradesh were completed yesterday in a single pace. The voter turnout for the parliamentary election is 72.74%. In Arunachal East parliamentary constituency, the voters' turnout is 76.37%, and for the West parliamentary constituency is 70.11%. In the Assembly elections, in overall voters' turnout is 76.44%. Chief Electoral Officer of the state, Pawan Kumar Sain, in a press briefing this evening said that these figures are of the close polls and the end of polls data is yet to be released. He said that polling teams from 2,212 polling teams have returned to their respective headquarters today and 14 others are yet to return. Of the 14, 7 are from Tali constituency, 2 from Gate Gesang polling team, 2 in Anini and 3 in Tuting Hingkiong. Mr. Sain informed that the capital Itanagar has the lowest voters turnout with 33% in the parliamentary election. Meanwhile, in Kanubari and Changlang South, the voters turnout is 91% each, 85% in Pangchau Waka, 84% in Palin, and 100% in Malagam. After the completion of the first phase of general elections, campaigning has intensified for the second phase of Lok Sabha polls. In the second phase, polling will be held in 88 parliamentary seats in 12 states and union territories along with the remaining part of the outer Manipur Lok Sabha constituency on the 26th of this month. Senior leaders of various political parties are addressing the rallies across the country in a bid to woo the voters. In Arunachal Pradesh, the Malogam police polling station in Hayuliang Assembly constituency in Anjo district has only one voter. The lone female voter, 44-year-old Sokela Tayang, exercised her constitutional right yesterday. For the single voter, a team of polling officials trekked nearly 40 kilometers through the harsh terrain and set up a voting booth in the remote polling station. Tayang expressed happiness after casting her vote and thanked the election authorities for giving her the opportunity. A high voter turnout of over 62.37% has been reported in the 102 Lok Sabha seats which went to polls in the first phase of the Lok Sabha elections yesterday. Polling remained largely peaceful with voters from various walks and generations, including first-time voters, participated enthusiastically despite the heat wave in some states and rainfall in some, to perform their civic responsibility with pride. About 56 villages in Chhattisgarh's Bastar and Chopan tribe of Great Nicobar have voted for the first time. Furthermore, the polling was seamless based on meticulous planning and execution by the commission and its officials in the field. The election commission has thanked the voters and the entire election machinery. The simultaneous parliamentary and general assembly elections, Yachuli and Zero Hapoli segments, were conducted peacefully yesterday. District Election Officer Lower Subansiri and Kai Panyo, Vivek HP, has informed that out of the total 25,285 electorates at both the constituencies, only 17,521 voters have exercised their voting rights. The polling percentage was 89.8% for both assembly and parliamentary seats at Yachuli and 60.70% at Zero Hapoli for parliamentary seat. Meanwhile, the model women polling stations have recorded 91.8%. Meanwhile, SP Kenny Bawra informed that the EVMs from all the polling stations have been retrieved safely and will be stored in the strong room at Abu Thani Hall with foolproof security arrangements till its counting in June this year. In one of its kind initiative, the women voters were presented with gift of sanitary pads in all women managed polling stations of 5 DFO Social Forestry Building and 45 KB Building at Narist. Nirjali yesterday to appreciate the active participation in casting votes in the first phase of simultaneous elections in the state as their right to choose good governance. About 600 women participated and benefited from this initiative. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.